Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day. And a quick shout out, please check out Monday's big interview show. It's called Side 2 John Entwistle Rarities. It features a brilliant interview with Steve Luongo, a drummer and producer who worked with John Entwistle on many projects. In fact, he was so close to him that John's family asked Steve to read the eulogy at his funeral. It's full of some brilliant stories, so please do check it out if you haven't already done so. Anyway, I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Now, today is December the 7th, and on this day in 2016, we lost Greg Lake after a battle with cancer. He was 69 years old. On this day in 1987, the brilliant Uriah Heep became the first mainstream Western hard rock band to play behind the Iron Curtain with a show at the Olympic Stadium in Moscow. On this day in 1968, Eric Burdon announced that the Animals would call it quits at the end of the year, and Eric would then go on to join the band War. On this day in 1985, Mr. Mister hit the number one spot in the US with Broken Wings. And on this day in 1973, Todd Rundgren, he performed his hit Hello It's Me on the Midnight Special, whilst wearing a bizarre bird-like outfit. Anyway, for today's show, we're sticking with the TV theme for a band that played on US TV on this day in 1974. Yes, on this day in 1974, Dutch band Focus were riding the crest of popularity across the United States and appeared on the Don Kirshner Show. They performed a blistering version of their hit Hocus Pocus. Now, I interviewed the singer, well, yodeler, keyboard player, flute player, leader really, Thijs van Leer, way back on episode 20 of Vintage Rock Pod, and we spoke about their rise in America. So when that song broke big and you got to travel the world and play, I mean, what was it like as a Dutch band going across to America and performing over there on their TV shows and things like that? How did that feel?
Yeah, that was actually very nice because we had a kind of a small audience, and not knowing that we were playing in front of so many million of people that were looking at TV. So there was a kind of a cozy feeling about it. So we were not aware of the many millions that looked at us. The Don Kirshner show we did, the many shows, and a show we did with Gladys Knight announcing us. Maybe you saw that on a video.
Yes, that's on YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. And what was it like touring America then?
Yeah, yeah. And we started in America as a supporting act for other groups. We worked with Frank Zappa once, with Beach Boys, Joe Cocker, 9 times in the Midwest. And we played with Chick Corea, who just died, unfortunately, with his electric group. But he was supporting us also in the Midwest. And Jay Giles' band we worked with, Edgar Winter.
Wow.
Many others.
The brilliant Thijs van Leer there. His interview is another cracker. He talks all about being surprised with a knighthood back home in his native Holland. Yes, Sir Thijs van Leer. There's early rehearsals in a castle, some of the crazy bands they played with, the resurgence of the track Hocus Pocus thanks to a big Nike TV advertising campaign, and so much more. Make sure you listen to it in full on episode 20 of Vintage Rock Pod. But that's it for December the 7th. I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day rock goodness. But until then, take care.